Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome once again to Border Crossings. Today, we are talking with a singer-songwriter, Abraham Alexander, is with us. You have a brand new album that is out.
Yes,
and we're very excited about the brand new album. The album is called Seasons.
Yes.
And it came out April 14th. So tell me about this album. What's the play on words? I see C, then there's a slash, and Suns. So what's going on there with that title?
So I was born in Athens, Greece, and lived there till I was 11. And I saw a picture of me and my brothers in the ocean. And I just wanted to honor my brothers, honor the time that we had as when we were kids. And so I used that as the play on words. And so, which is kind of like in life, sometimes you might see a word, but you don't necessarily know the full picture unless you step back and you see it. Mm-hmm. And so that was the elements that I wanted to put together for this record. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very curious about leaving Greece. I mean, Greece is beautiful. It is an absolutely gorgeous part of the world. And so what prompted you to leave? You were 11 when you made the move to the U.S. So what was going on?
I was there. You know, the economy was collapsing at the time. My family were immigrants from Nigeria, and they just wanted better for their kids. And at the time, it was rough. There was a lot of racial tension that was going on in Greece. And yeah, they applied for a lottery visa and decided that, hey, it's time for us to leave and go to the land of milk and honey, which is the U.S.
Mm-hmm. So have you spent much time in Nigeria? Because we're broadcasting to Nigeria. So have you been there? Have you spent a lot of time there?
I've been there once. I went there back in 2018. I went to Lagos and Port-au-Prince, which was an incredible experience just to really see the origins of not just myself, but my family. And yeah, it was an incredible experience and very enlightening and kind of was as if like I was finally rooted or saw where my roots came from. So it was a beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm. And when you were growing up until age 11 in Greece, were you thinking about a music career at that point?
No, not at all. I was a big soccer player, and I just, you know, big soccer player. I was planning on going to the medical field. And so that's where my goal was. And that's a beautiful thing about just following that innate passion within you, or just following that innate spirit that calls out the legend. And so, yeah, I was just excited. You know, I was just excited to be playing soccer and excited to go to school and pursue a medical degree, pursue a potential future soccer professional career. And it didn't really turn out the way I was expecting. I tore my ACL and stopped. Yeah.
Well, how about the medical degree? Are you continuing that?
Well, I was working in physical therapy. And so I was doing that for a while. And I had an opportunity, you know, my family sat me down because I was thinking about furthering that education. And they said, hey, we see a lot of 50-year-old doctors starting out for the first time, but we don't see a lot of 50-year-old musicians starting out. So that was very beautiful advice.
Well, you're not 50. You can't.
No, I'm not 50, but you know, they say black don't crack.
That is funny.
I could be. Yeah.
Abraham Alexander is joining us. And how about Texas? Why from Greece to Texas? What was going on?
They had friends here in Texas. And so they knew that, hey, Texas is sort of a beautiful place to raise a family, and you can buy X amount of, you know, just buy a house for less or half the price than you can in California or New York. And so they just realized, or to their understanding, they thought that just being able to have that American dream would be a lot easier obtained in Texas.
Great. Well, we're talking with Abraham Alexander, who has a new album out. It's Seasons. And just came out middle of April. And so you're going to do a song for us off the album?
Yes, sir. This is Tears Run Dry.
And so tell me about this song. This is one of your new singles. So what's the story on this song?
So family friends of mine was celebrating their 50th anniversary, wedding anniversary, and they asked me to write them a anniversary song. And I just really couldn't figure it out. And so I ended up watching this beautiful old cheesy movie called A Walk to Remember. And it just inspired me to write the song. There's a particular moment within the song to where they're in two places at once. And yeah, it just kind of brought all these beautiful memories and analogies to me, and just made it easy for me to write this song.
Mm-hmm. I think Mandy Moore was in A Walk to Remember, if I'm not mistaken.
Mandy Moore is in A Walk to Remember. Yeah.
See?
I think that was one of her first roles, and mm-hmm. she killed it.
Tears run dry. Here's Abraham Alexander. This is Border Crossings.
You're my mind now. I can't get you off. I can't get you off. Time now. Give you all my time now. I can't get enough. I can't get enough. I know you're hurting. You're searching. You're longing for something more. Something more. Well, this is a part in the movie scene.
Border Crossings, it's Tears Run Dry. Abraham Alexander, that's on the new album.
Yes. Tears Run Dry is on the new album, which, you know, came out April 14th, which I'm so excited about. This is my debut record, and it feels like I've waited a lifetime for this to come out. You know, they say you get a lifetime to record your first one, and definitely has felt that way. And I'm so excited for people to get a glimpse of someone's story and a glimpse of someone's life, and hoping that they find peace, joy, and wonder through the record.
Mm-hmm. So why did it take so long for the debut album?
You know, I think for me, because I started my musical journey in such so late that I needed to sit down and really think about what I wanted to say, how I wanted to say it, and also figure out my voice. which took quite some time. And so, yeah, like I wanted to be extremely careful with how I said things, careful with the production, careful with my lyrics. And I felt like the time spent was well worth the wait.
Mm-hmm. Who do you get your inspiration from?
So many artists. Bill Withers is one of them. Just a legend in regards to folk music, in regards to soul music. Gary Clark Jr., who's also out of Texas. Leon Bridges is another one. Kanye West, Taylor Swift. Paul Simon and the Garfunkels. I just love individuals that can tell stories and convey them with such emotion. So yeah, and I'm still doing my homework as a late bloomer in music. I am looking at artists that are inspiring me and then looking at who inspired them. And I'm finding my legacy, my musical legacy that way.
I love it. I love it. That's great. And you toured with Leon Bridges as well.
I did. So Leon was the individual that told me to, you know, I cut my teeth doing music, doing open mics. And Leon Bridges was the one that said, hey, you should go try this open mic thing and see what happens. And so he was one of those first believers in me and my musicality. And that was back in 2015. And then we went on tour in 2021, which was remarkable. And just two kids from Fort Worth, Texas, really paving a way for each other and building this brotherhood. That was really beautiful. And, you know, we ended up playing Red Rocks that tour, and my family came out, friends from Fort Worth came out, and it was surreal. And that moment, that tour really told me that I was at the right place at the right time. And every single mistake, every single fumble was important for this moment right here, for this season right here. So yeah, it was a beautiful experience.
And what was the story behind you collaborating with Mavis Staples? I mean, she's one of the great R&B gospel singers, the Staples singers and whatnot over the years, but how did you connect with Mavis Staples?
So right after that tour with Leon, I had an opportunity to open up for her at a theater in Austin. And after my set, she took on the stage and she spent 5 minutes just really talking about me and honoring me in ways that I didn't deserve. And then after the show, I was like, you know, just thanking her for it. She's like, baby, no problem. Whatever you need, I got you. And I had Gary Clark Jr. on the record on a song called Stay, and then labeled advice like, hey, maybe you should look for someone to be part of the record as well so that there's a balance. And immediately I knew that I wanted Mavis to be on a song called Deja Vu. And so felt extremely grateful that she would agree. And I wasn't in the studio with her when she recorded it, but I was in the car. I was in the car. My manager was in the car, a friend of mine that's also in the band, and some people from the label. And I mean, we played it as we're driving, and everyone was in tears because of her delivery and the fact that her voice has been the soundtrack for change, the soundtrack for civil rights movements, the soundtrack for just liberties that I get to share right now. And so the fact that I have those frequencies, that sound wave on my debut record is surreal. And, and the weight that she has within her voice, like all those little signatures that makes Mavis Mavis, she like gracefully bears within this record.
Are there other collaborations on the new album?
Not just Gary Clark Jr. and Mavis Staples are the two, and I am. Yeah, it's like those two right there. Yeah, it's too much already.
So for the next album, for the sophomore album, I want to ask Abraham Alexander, give me your top three collaborations.
Oh man, let us see. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, Kanye West, and Leon Bridges.
Great. All right. Yeah. We can set that up. We can hook you up. Now, I saw you announced a tour as well on your website. So is this just a U.S. tour? Are you going internationally?
It is a U.S. tour that I'm on right now with Wilder Woods. And then I am playing festivals at Bonnaroo, which I've always wanted to go. And I actually get to play Bonnaroo Newport Folk Festival as well, which again, a festival with so many legends honoring that stage. And I get to be part of that rich history and legacy. And I have my debut record release party in June. So super excited, just surreal to be on this journey.
It's a good time to be Abraham Alexander, that's for sure. The new album is called Seasons. Are you going to do another song for us?
Yes, sir, I will. This one is called Blood Under the Bridge, and it's taken from the words, blood is thicker than water, and water under the bridge. And so for me, and kind of what I've experienced is a lot of family trauma, a lot of pain. And I wanted to take the song and honor the pain that I've been through, and also make people realize that sometimes you have to lose value in order to know what you're worth.
Blood Under the Bridge, Abraham Alexander here on Border Crossings.
Time changes our sorrow, the circle of life, we rise and we fall. Don't be afraid, the love that we share will remain in the grave. Scars don't blind me, silver linings I wear them proudly on my sleeve. And we come from a past full of broken glass and stains have turned a color in light. You have to dance in the fire to know that it burns. You have to fall in the river to wash out the dirty. Blood under the bridge. Blood under the bridge. Every time I tie on my shoes, I think of you and everything we've been through. It's me without you. One thing remains true, our love will shine through. You have to dance in the fire, you know that it burns. You have to fall in the river to wash out the dirt. Love under the bridge. Love under the bridge. You have to fall and get up, even though it may hurt. You have to lose a little value to know what you're worth. Blood under the bridge. It's just blood under the bridge. Yeah. By the fire, now I dance in the flames. Unto the ash, but desire, I keep burning the same. I've been burned by the fire. I have been burned by the fire, and now I'm dancing on the flames. Until these ashes burnt desire, let it keep burning just the same.
Border Crossings, welcome back. That's Blood Under the Bridge. It's Abraham Alexander. We're talking with Abraham right now. He's at home in Texas, chilling and enjoying the day and the sun, and out on tour as well. Now, you said that the song we just heard, Blood Under the Bridge, came from a painful past experience. Can you elaborate a little bit? Can you let us in and let us know what was the pain that you were experiencing?
For sure. You know, when I was 11, my mom was killed by a drunk driver coming in from the opposite of the highway.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And as a 11-year-old kid just moving from the only country that you've ever known, being a foreigner in the only country you've ever known, and then moving somewhere and expecting it to sort of solve all your problems in regards to security, in regards to understanding, and then that thing that was keeping you balanced and that thing that was keeping you sane is tragically like taken away from you. It was a hard time. And so I'm grateful to be able to write songs like Blood Under the Bridge to honor that time, but also know that it's because of those moments like that that I'm able to stand here right now.
Mm-hmm. How did you cope? I mean, I can't imagine a sudden, you know, loss like that, such a significant loss and a tragic event in someone's life at such an early age, only 11. You're old enough to understand things, but yet you're not quite old enough.
Yeah, you know, it's grace that allowed me to cope. And it is the people that were around me that spoke life in me and lifted me up. But as an 11-year-old kid, like how do you comprehend a loss like that? How do you comprehend not just the loss, but it happening in that tragic manner? And then I didn't speak any English. I know I sound perfectly no accents right now, but I didn't. I didn't speak any English. I knew hello, goodbye, and good morning. And it was a difficult time, but grace and the people around me and my family.
Music is therapeutic. So I'm sure that you found therapy in your songwriting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is.
Now, how many languages do you speak?
English, Yoruba, and Greek. So three.
Wow.
Yeah. Three languages. Which
that's two and a half more than I know.
There you go. I'm still working. I'm taking Spanish right now, so we can take it together.
Now, you mentioned music festivals. Now, Bonner is a huge one, one of the big ones. You're going to do that. I know you're going to do the Farewell Music Festival in Oregon as well. You've got a bunch of festivals. Have you done festivals before?
I did one last year. So I did Moon River last year, but it was up in Chattanooga as well. But this is kind of the big ones that I'm able to do and the ones that have been on the bucket list for a really long time. And I'm sharing the stages with, you know, artists that I am incredibly fans of. Like it feels like I'm a freshman walking into a varsity locker room. So
yeah, you're going to be working with Willie Nelson, right? In the Farewell.
Yes. Willie Nelson is headlining the date that I'm on. And I've also played Luck Reunion, which is Willie Nelson's festival, being part of that Luck family. Shout out to them. But yeah, it's incredible. It's again, surreal. And just to be here right now, even talking to you is amazing.
And thank you for joining us. I know we are on in 100 countries around the world. A lot of people are meeting Abraham Alexander for the very first time. And you mentioned that you performed at these festivals in the past and you've got some dates for the future. In a music festival, there are 50,000 people there watching. And how do you change what you do and how you do it from a club where there's 300, 500 people, 1,000, and then there's 50,000? It's very, you know, it's much more personal when you got a small intimate gathering.
For sure. It's a different spirit, but I think that the character still has to be true. And the character of the musicality and my emotions. Ultimately, I want to make strangers into family in span of like 40 minutes. And so all I have to do is open up my spirit a little more. And sometimes I can, you know, if it's an intimate club, I can sort of like be direct. And I think with this one, I have to open up a little more in order to accept people into what I'm doing and invite them in.
And what lane would you say you're most comfortable in? Are you an R&B artist? Are you a pop artist? Are you folk artist? Where does the music of Abraham Alexander fit into the box, the so-called format box in America?
Yeah, I'm all of it. You know, I would say that I'm a songwriter first, and that there's folk, but I think folk has indications of soul and R&B and pop in there. But I think I'm a combination of all of it. But if I had to choose one, definitely folk and pop.
All right. And you mentioned you know, something that I find that's very interesting, you know, songwriter first. I often ask artists, if you had to pick only one singer or songwriter, which would you pick? You couldn't do the other. You could only pick one.
Man, songwriter.
All right.
Songwriter.
Songwriter. Well, that's great. The world needs more songwriters. You know, we don't have enough.
Absolutely. I love telling stories. And for me, being able to write things down with a pen, you know, I feel like I'm channeling something beyond me, and and I'm able to bring something that's in the spiritual realm into the physical just by writing it down. And so I think that is an alchemy that not a lot of people know of. And so that would be my choice.
Abraham Alexander, you're going to do one more song for us?
I will. Yes, sir. And this one is the Deja Vu, which is featuring Mavis Staples. And this song is about Khalif Broider, who was a 16-year-old boy, really, that was wrongfully convicted of stealing a backpack. And he never got, you know, he was thrown in prison, never saw a judge. And while he was in there, he spent 2/3 of his time in solitary confinement at Rikers Island. And Jay-Z did a documentary about this, and it just struck a chord to me because I could have been Khalif. And the craziest thing about it was he could have been bailed out of jail, out of prison, if his mom had $3,000 to bail him out. Hmm. And so I wanted to honor him. I wanted to tell his story and just echo what was being done. So this one's called Deja Vu.
Here's Abraham Alexander on Border Crossings.
From is the sea, drown as you take the heat, walking away from me, hidden a legacy, bittersweet poetry. Deja, deja vu, deja, deja vu story. Shemla, another body you brought me. Deja. Deja vu story. Tell the truth, it'll set you free. Read the words, ring loud out in me. Justice, no heaven we see. Will your nation be part of this slavery? Deja, deja vu, deja, deja vu story. Shemla, another body in glory. Deja, deja vu story. Deja. Deja vu, deja, deja vu story. Shemla, another body in glory. Deja, deja vu story.
Border Crossings, Abraham Alexander, Deja Vu is the name of the song. Seasons is the name of the album. So is the whole album, is it a story? Is it a theme? You talk about social injustice in a few different instances. So is there a message behind Seasons?
Yes, I think Seasons is pointing at how important each season is for our growth. Ultimately, Season is about my growth, but it's about a human growth in general. And, you know, there isn't the mountaintop and valley, but there's the master and the study. And so we are, if we're in the low, we're in a place to really study and figure out what is it that we need in order to grow. And then once we master that, we go up and then we go back down to studying again. And so like life isn't binary, but there's an ebb and flow to it. And seasons is about realizing that and knowing that we're never in lack and we're never out of track, but we're just growing. And in the significance of a tree or in the imagery of a tree is planted and then it grows, but then it branch comes off and then it leans towards it. And then another branch goes off and then it goes straight. And so it's that about seasons that I'm wanting to share. And I'm sharing my personal life. I'm sharing my personal stories in order to inspire other people to see that if I can overcome whatever it is that I have, that they can do the same as well.
How old are you?
32.
32. Very young guy. Very young guy. Young and handsome. Love your smile. You have a great smile. I'm sure you hear that all the time.
And you called me 50 the other day. Like, you come in 50.
No, you said 50. You said I'd be a 50-year-old doctor. So. Abraham Alexander is our guest. Now, before we go, I want to make sure that you have a chance to tell all of the viewers where they can go to find out more about Abraham Alexander. Where can they get your tour schedule? Check out all of your videos that you've posted. What are your socials and your website?
Yeah, so it's Abraham Alexander on Instagram, abrahamalexander.com, and you can find all the information of live, and you can get the vinyl, the album at abrahamalexander.com. Please find me on all the socials. I want to be friends. I want to, you know, my mission is to deepen my community and not so much widen it, but I want you, if you're watching this, I want you to be part of the community and experience what's happening. I really think it's magical, and this community that is being built is special. So if you're watching this, thank you so much and welcome to the community.
If you could put together a dream band that you'd go on tour with, who would be in the dream band? And they could be alive or dead. They could be alive or dead.
Okay, let's see. Tracy Chapman, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, Taylor Swift, Kanye, and Gary Clark Jr.
Wow. Be the hardest ticket to get, that's for sure.
That all I'm saying is going to be a crazy one. Hey, I'm not even in the band. I'm just sitting back.
You're one of the crew, right? As you just watch and take it all in. So is there a place that you'd like to play that you haven't yet played that you, I mean, Nigeria, you want to go back home or, you know, is there somewhere else?
I would love to. I would love to go to Nigeria and play. I would love to go to Australia and New Zealand, Iceland, and those are London. I would love to play some venues that are top of my list. Like Royal Albert Hall is number one up there, and so you know.
There you go. Fingers crossed. We'll tell Kate to get on the ball. She's got a book.
There we go. There we go. Absolutely. There you go.
Thank you, Abraham Alexander, for joining us today. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and to have you on The Voice of America. Your music sounds great, and you've got a very bright future, I'm sure, ahead of you with all of this great music. And we look forward to the album and the next CD and the tour and all the exciting stuff. Now, it's Seasons. That's the name of the album from Abraham Alexander. My name is Larry London, and you have been watching Border Crossings. This is VOA TV.